Between 1962 and 1964, the Stones would begin to develop a following. With the band's music rooted in blues and early rock and roll, the Rolling Stones started out playing covers and were at the forefront of the British invasion in 1964. And so they became identified with the youthful and rebellious counterculture of the 1960s. By 1965, they found greater success with their own material, I Can't Get No Satisfaction, Get Off My Cloud, and Paint It Black, which were songs that became international number one hits. Let's go to a song that is one of their signature tunes, and they have many. Released in 1965, here we have I Can't Get No Satisfaction. And that was You Can't Always Get What You Want, released on the 1969 LP, Let It Bleed. Shortly before his death in 1969, Jones left the band and was replaced by guitarist Mick Taylor. It was that year that the band was introduced on stage as the greatest rock and roll band in the world. By 1971, they released the LP Sticky Fingers. By 1972, Exile on Main Street. By 1973, Goat's Head Soup. And the following year, in 1979, Taylor left the band and was replaced by Ronnie Wood. A few years later, in 1978, the band released Some Girls, which included the hit single Start Me Up. Here it is now.
Stop me up, but never stop, never stop.
just tuned in, you're listening to Week One, the history of rock and roll, looking back to the 1960s and early 70s and those early influences of the United Kingdom. So now, let's continue with our programming. To date, the Rolling Stones have an estimated record sales of 200 million, which makes them one of the best-selling music artists of all time. They've won 3 Grammy Awards and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and in 1989, they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2004, they were inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame. And now I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs by the Stones, a song that was initially recorded in 1964 by Marianne Faithfull. Here it is, released by the Stones in 1965 on their LP December's Children and Everybody's, As Tears Go By.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling. Go
Song from the Kinks. The Kinks were an English rock band formed in London in 1963 by brothers Ray and Dave Davies. The band was together between 1963 and 1996 and had a brief revival between 2018 and 2021. It was during the height of British rhythm and blues and Merseybeat that the band emerged. They were briefly part of the British invasion of the U.S. until the touring band of 1965. Their third single became an international hit, topping the charts in the U.K. and reaching number 10 in the U.S. Here it is now, The Kinks. You Really Got Me. The band's music drew from a wide range of influences, including American R&B and rock and roll, and later they began adopting British music hall, folk, and country, and would gain a reputation for reflecting English culture and style, which was fueled by Ray Davies' witty, observational writing style. One of their most famous songs was released in 1971 on their sixth album, Muswell Hillbillies. So here is a single off that album that would become a transatlantic hit, released in 1970, Lola.
I met her in the club down in Otoho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. Asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola. Well, I'm not the world's most physical guy. When she squeezed me tight she nearly broke my spine. I'm not
Throughout their career as a band, the Kinks had 5 top 10 singles on the U.S. Billboard chart, and 9 of their albums charted in the top 40. In the U.K., they have had 17 top 20 singles and 5 top 10 albums. And the band has sold 50 million records worldwide. In 1990, the original 4 members of the Kinks were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and in 2005, they were inducted into the UK Music Hall of Fame.
Sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Pleasantly live this life of luxury, blazing on a sunny afternoon in the summertime, in the summertime, in the summertime.
My girlfriend's run up with my car. I'm gone. Now I'm sitting here, sipping at my ice cold beer, blazing on the sunny afternoon.
Help me, help me sail away. Well, give me 2 good reasons why.
The Kinks with the title track of their 2nd LP, Sunday Afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Arts Edge, and please tune in again next week for week 2 with the music of the United Kingdom that would go on to influence bands the world over. And now, as always, I leave you with one final tune. This is a song from a Canadian singer-songwriter, originally from Ottawa, Ontario, who spent much of his career on the West Coast in coffee houses and small-time town halls. Very, very countryish, very folk, but very influenced by the rock and roll scene. And this song is off his 1975 album, Country Man. Here it is now, Rock and Roll Song. Stay tuned to Wave Station, coming up next. Good night, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend.
songs about freedom and joy. The hall had been rented and I was presented as a kind of a singer that all could enjoy. As I climbed up the stair to the stage that was there, it was obvious something was missing. I could tell by the vibes they wouldn't be bribed. They weren't in the mood to listen. About peace and contentment, things that I've come to believe in. When I was through to a chorus boo, some track star yelled, "Thank God he's leaving." Now someone play me a rock and roll song. I've had it to hear with your flowers and bees. Play me a rock and roll song, but don't play me no song. If I played you a rock and roll song, it wouldn't be fair, 'cause my head isn't there. So I'll leave you with your rock and roll songs, and make my way back to the country. Still I have baby a rock and roll song. Don't give up the music that I don't wanna hear. I should have stayed at home with a big case of